Chapter 12, Attitude. Your attitude can make or break almost any situation. It's the energy that you bring into the room. You can have a positive attitude about the events in your life, and you can come from a place of complaint and misery, but you decide. You can consciously choose to respond in a positive way in almost any event or circumstance. Positive attitude is simply a choice you make. You can change your attitude and change your life. Any fact facing us is not as important as our attitude towards it, for that determines our success or failure. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. Now, we all know people with negative attitudes. They are not the ones who are constantly on the who complain, whine, and moan. Nothing seems to go right for them. They are perpetual victims of life. They're unpleasant to be around, and they seem quite literally, they bring us down. This is because they are operating on a lower frequency through the law of attraction. They are attracting even more lower energies of complaint. What they complain about and the reasons they stay stuck in their negative lifestyle is because they are constantly focusing on their thoughts and energy on negative presence and negative past. By doing so, they are creating the same future over and over. Remember, you are continually talking about what you continually talking about comes about. On the other hand, we also know people with positive attitudes, the ones who always seem to be happy, the ones who really seem to have a handle on the things in life. They're more fun, they have energy levels, and they feel great, they're fun to be around, they are operating on a higher frequency. Good things always seem to just come their way, no matter how they are, they're always happy. Through the law of attraction, they are actively participating in the creation of a happy life by focusing on and appreciating the positive aspects of their current life. They have positive expectations for a great future. People are just as happy as they make up their own minds to be. Abraham Lincoln. Surround yourself with these positive, nourishing, uplifting people whenever you can. Spend your time with spiritually evolved people who love and support you in healthy ways. Those who encourage your growth and apply your successes. Wrap it up and support network and inspirational people with positive attitudes and energy. They also want to consider finding a place of worship, charity organization, a place where you will worship. Some more of the group have an alignment with your desires for personal growth. You can also form your own little small group of people who share common interests and goals. There's a power in numbers, and the higher mindset goals is it becomes present with groups such as this. By gathering together on a regular basis with a stated purpose and intention, you'll all experience a greater growth and result in a shorter period of time. The assembly of the mastermind group is that it provides a unique form of shared ideas, feedback, brainstorming, honesty, accountability, and inspiration. It has been a proven tool for growth and success on a business level for many years. Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, Napoleon Hill, Harvey Firestone, Andrew Carnegie were all members of similar mastermind groups. I never did in a day's work in my life. It was all fun. Thomas Edison. So how do we deal with negative people in our lives? First of all, remember that you are not responsible for their level of growth or consciousness. You can only be an example to let them keep the energy vibration as high as possible. You cannot teach them anything that they're not already willing to learn. Keep in mind, however, that nobody's completely negative. You can focus on some good qualities that do exist in them and appreciate the qualities that they have that are working within the context of your relationship. You can also acknowledge some things about them that you do like and admire, and this may encourage them to express more of the positive qualities. Don't judge the negative people in your life. Simply limit your time and interactions with them as much as possible to avoid them completely if you can. And try to be an example of more positive attitudes. Obviously, these people are family members or co-workers. It's difficult to avoid them altogether. Just do your best to avoid any issues or conflict. Keep the attitude positive and don't engage yourself emotionally in conflict when it does arise. Ultimately, you'll need to decide whether or not you want to keep these relationships in life at all. Your attitude is crucial. It affects your emotions. Your emotions, in turn, affect the energy field around you and simultaneously place your order with the universe for more of the same. So your attitude will give you exactly what your attitude is. Take a close, honest look at your attitude in various areas of your life. Is there room for improvement? The art of being happy lies in the power of extracting happiness from common things. Henry Ward Beecher. Try changing your attitude and finding pleasure in the simple things of life. We all have daily tasks and mundane chores, as typically dreaded in the past. Why not challenge yourself to turn even those into opportunities for growth? Change your approach into taking out the garbage, paying the bills, necessary routines that are not going to go away, so you might as well try to enjoy them. Put some music on, clean the kitchen, empty the trash, learn to bless each bill you pay. Send it off with love, be grateful, how fortunate you are to even have these luxuries in your life. You can completely shift your energy, have a little fun, look at these things as opportunities that you care for in yourself, than making contributions to the people you love, rather than burdensome chores. When you can learn to approach every single task and situation with an attitude of joy and enthusiasm, you will notice an immediate difference in your life. Life is literally what you make of it. Remember, this life is a journey, and it's meant to be enjoyed. Choose to maintain a positive attitude. Be happy. Be grateful. Be loving and generous. Surround yourself with positive people and energy. Look forward to each new day with an excitement and wonder of a small child who knows what amazing things will happen next. Have faith. Have fun. Your future will unfold in miraculous ways. Most people are searching for happiness, and they're looking for it. They're trying to find it in someone or something outside of themselves. That's a fundamental mistake. Happiness is something that you are, and it comes from the way you think. Wayne Dyer. Gratitude and appreciation. The best attitude that you can possibly aspire to is the one of gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude and appreciation. This is the best of all attitudes you could possibly learn. Being truly grateful for what is already present in your life will automatically and effortlessly attract good, more good into your life. Make a conscious decision to appreciate and acknowledge all that you have already been given and blessed with. These emotions are the highest vibrational frequency, period. The law of attraction can and will attract even more to be thankful for. Try to be grateful for every difficult and challenging situation that arises in your life. It's often through these situations that we experience the most profound spiritual emotional growth that you could learn. To each view apparent, an obstacle in view has an opportunity to develop a new quality, strength, skill, insight, or wisdom, and just be grateful for the lessons. Each and every challenge is another opportunity for growth and expansion. Rise to these occasions and appreciate all that you are learning in this process. Keep the attitude positive and appreciate through these times that not only you'll have to avoid attracting more of these difficult situations in your life, it'll also help you create a field of positive energy that will attract more of what you do want. Happiness is itself a kind of gratitude. Joseph Wood Crutch. Of all the attitudes that we can acquire, surely the attitude of gratitude is the most important and by far the most life-changing. The attitude of gratitude. Zig Ziglar. A token of gratitude is... Try carrying a small token, stone, crystal, some other meaningful object each day of your pocket. Throughout the day, each time, reach into your pocket, money or keys serve as a tangible reminder to stop and think about something that you have to be grateful for. This is a great way to increase your awareness of all that you already have and be appreciative of it. Take a moment to breathe and really feel the emotion and gratitude. The simple mindfulness techniques help you raise your vibrational frequencies. It keeps you in a state of constant gratitude. Gratitude, joy, is an attitude. Joy is an attitude. It is a presence of love for yourself and others. It comes from feeling an inner peace, the ability to give and receive, an appreciation of self and others. It is a state of gratitude and compassion, a feeling of connection to your higher self. Your gratitude journal. Start keeping a daily gratitude journal, acknowledgement journal. This is a necessary and valuable tool for developing your own growth and awareness. Each day, entry. It's not to be intended to be looked at, drawn as a diary sort of thing. But just a short, simple list of five things that you are grateful for that particular day. This is a place to honor and appreciate good in your life in the daily basis. Gratitude. Each morning before you go to bed, take a minute to review your day. Think about the day's events. Become aware of how many good things actually happened on that day. And remember to appreciate even the challenges that's encountered. Select the five things, people, events that you are most grateful for. There's no right or wrong way to whatever or whoever are sincerely grateful for in any particular day. It may be the warm sun on your face, a cool breeze, a kind word, a friend, just feeling the way you've handled any particular situation that would have thrown you into a tailspin in the past. Anything you are grateful for, as you write them in your journal, feel the gratitude and appreciation. Give thanks. Acknowledgement. Take a moment to acknowledge the changes that are occurring to you personally. Write them down. Acknowledge them for a well law of attraction working in your life. Writing down a specific event where the law of attraction was at work. The parking space envisioned, the meeting that you wanted to schedule, the bonus check you received, the grade you wanted, the person said yes when you asked them about it. Miracles that can do and occur on a daily basis. They are happening all around you. Honor them. Notice them. Through acknowledgement, you become more and more aware of amazing synchronicity that is already at work in your life. Make the time you spend in contemplation and writing your gratitude and acknowledgement journal a sacred part of your daily routine. Your continued expressions of joy and gratitude will draw even more greater joy, love, and abundance into your life. You'll begin to notice and change your perception of each day's events. You'll become more and more aware of positive things all around you, and every single day, your focus will shift, your energy will shift. You'll begin to appreciate how blessed you really are. The law of attraction will respond to a higher vibration to you and how you're creating it. And the law of attraction will respond to the higher vibration you are creating. Enjoy the journey, because life is just a journey. Live each day in joy and gratitude. Acknowledge the presence of God in your life. There is a calmness to a life. Live in gratitude, a quiet joy. Ralph H. Bloom. In your desire to make this easier, we have created a beautiful gratitude journal for you.